Welcome to the DreamSpark podcast, where you'll learn to build a great life as a solopreneur, side hustler, and telecommuter. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about your website, how to set goals for it, and how to optimize it for sales. Hi, friends. So today, I want to talk about your website, your baby. This is the most valuable asset that you have in your entire business, especially online. This is the thing that's going to make you money every day and hopefully passively. But it takes a lot of work to get to a point where your website actually produces passive income or even any income. It takes a lot of work and a lot of planning and strategy. So how can you set up your website for success so that it will make sales for you? I'm going to talk a lot about this today. Very briefly, but hopefully powerfully, and in a way that is actionable for you, where you can take tidbits of what I'm going to say based on my experience and go apply it to your website today. So I use for my websites Bluehost for hosting. First and foremost, that's the easiest thing to use when you're hosting, because with one click, you can download WordPress. You can also use Weebly with it, I believe, and some other websites. So no matter what platform you're on, Bluehost is a great way to go. Now, once you have your hosting, once you've determined what content management system you're going to be using, like WordPress is what I use, then it's time to actually build the website, right? And maybe you're not a developer, so you outsource it, but you're still in control of the content and purpose and goal of that website. So as the website owner, it's really up to you first and foremost before you put any product out there, before you have a site developed or designed. You have to determine right away what are the goals that we're going to be measuring against for this website. What are the key metrics that this is supposed to be bringing in? Are we using this website as a consulting website to get more leads so that we can call people with their contact information, so that we can reach out to potentially interested customers? Or is it for passive income? Are you selling a product that is digital and you're hoping to place the digital files on your site and have them just sell passively? Or are you selling a real physical product and have to integrate with some other sourcing platform so that you can have everything communicate properly from the customer's order to actually them receiving the package? There are a lot of questions to ask, and every business is different, but every business can implement these simple tactics to optimize their website for sales. So the first thing that you have to do, tip number one, implement this immediately if you haven't. Start with the foundation, not with the roof, which means start with your goals. When you have a website, you have to determine your goals, and if you don't have those, retroactively start right now and clearly define your goals and do not deviate from them. Everything else, every other decision you make is based off of the goals for your website. Now, after that, step number two is going to be to write great content. You don't want this to be a website that people look at and say, they don't know what they're talking about, or this is not a product I'm interested in, or this looks like everything else I've ever seen on the internet in this industry. Those are huge no-nos that you don't want to have happen to you. Instead, you want great content that clearly establishes you as a presence online for this topic, as an authority, as a thought leader. You want great content and imagery that shows off your design in a way that encourages people to trust your brand, to trust that you're credible. And thus, you need to have a lot of content about your experience, a lot of content about your value propositions. Once you have great content on your site, step number three is going to be the design part. So once you have the content, you don't want to throw it all on a page and make it look terrible. If you want a website like that, then go to BerkshireHathaway.com and just take a look at what they've done. They haven't touched their website since maybe 1942. Anyway, step number three with the design, you really need to think carefully about the purpose of your site, and the design should fit what your goals are. So if you're a product shop, you want to make it look like a shop. You don't want it to look like a SaaS website. If you are a software, a SaaS company, you don't want to make it look like a Shopify store. You need to make sure that the design of everything makes sense for what you're trying to accomplish. The next step, tip number four, have a great blog going. Add to the content of your site. This is huge for conversion optimization and making sales. Blogs are free content that you offer that often end up making more sales for you than you ever could on your own. Blogs are amazing at converting on your goals. Just make sure that you always include a call to action in your blogs. And I like to use inline call to actions, which means you actually make a custom graphic that links out to your contact page or a purchasing page that's actually embedded in the middle of the article as a custom graphic. And it maybe looks like a button and has a clear invitation to act. I love inline CTAs. And then the last tip that I'm going to give you is to use videos. Now, I'll give many more tips about conversion optimization in the future, but for right now, I'll just say that videos make you look more credible than anything else that you could possibly put on your website. If you put a great video that explains what you do and is well put together, it's going to make you look like a force to be reckoned with in your industry. Other people probably won't have one, especially not as good as the one you're going to make. So invest some time, some thought, write a script, make a good video that you can place on your website. That will do wonders for your business. It will engage your users and make them want to read the rest of the content on the page because they'll see that you put a lot of time and effort into what you're curating or putting out there. So those are just some quick tips that you can do. Once you have your goals set in place, just make sure that the content's great, that the design is great, go after videos, and just make sure you understand where your goals line up with what you're actually doing. Never let that be misaligned.
That's all for the episode today. If you have any questions at all about your website, your goals, or optimizing for conversions, just let me know. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, at Blake B. Emmel. And I'd love to answer your questions. I really want to help you out more than anything. So have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Love you, love you.